A recent D.C. court ruling has left state officials with a lot of legal uncertainty. The court said the Secretary of the Interior can take land into trust status for tribes in Alaska and cannot treat tribes here differently than in the lower 48. Michael Jarrity is the state's attorney general. He told APRN's Lori Townsend the decision was a disappointment that creates a big question mark.
We've already got, Native corporation land, state land, federal land, village corporations. We've got all kinds of things. And now we're going to have possibly trust land. And what that means or what that will mean in the real practical world, I don't know. I'm not sure the plaintiffs do either. But it's just it creates more of a patchwork of jurisdiction and authority. And I can't identify the biggest problem, except it's the uncertainty associated with it.
Do you know if Native corporation lands, the ANCs, could transfer land to the tribes to be held in trust?
I don't know that. I think we would oppose that, but I honestly don't know that. I'm not sure that that's permissible. I know the Secretary of Interior can, or that's what the plaintiffs hope, but I don't know that the Native corporations can, honestly.
Does trust land status equate to Indian country with all of its attendant legal weight?
I don't believe so, but I suspect that the plaintiffs may contend that, but I don't believe it does. And I want to emphasize, this is a decision by a district court judge in Washington, D.C., who decided a legal question, and we're certainly not going to let matters rest here. So, but if you're asking me to accept it right now at face value, which until it's reversed or not appeal, I'm bound to do. I don't believe it should permit the creation of Indian country.
Can tribes create tribal law enforcement systems for trust lands?
Another that goes back to the big uncertainty, I think, that I alluded to earlier. I'm not sure. I don't know why they would want to take lands back into trust. I'm not sure what they intend to do with them once they have them. I'm not sure who would exercise authority over them. I believe the people on tribal lands are still citizens of Alaska and entitled to the same protections as an Alaska citizen. But, would the state be able to enforce laws in those areas, arrest people, all those other tax in the land? I just don't know. That's, again, I think it goes to the uncertainty issue I raised earlier.
So at this point in time, it's difficult to know what sort of taxation implications this could have.
It is. For me, I honestly wouldn't venture a guess.
How will this trust status differ, if it's known, from the land that Metlakatla has in southeast Alaska, which is a reservation?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that as I sit here, Lori. I think there probably are parallels between reservations and trust land. Obviously, Metlakatla has had its status and had its reservation for many, many years, and so they have. I think they've worked through the wrinkles. I think we work closely with Metlakatla in terms of law enforcement and other issues, and I don't know that there's a big uncertainty associated with the state's relationship with Metlakatla. So, but in terms of whether that would be a model for other trust lands, should the secretary choose to convey lands in trust, I don't know. I guess part of the big question mark.
Attorney General Jarrity, will the state appeal this decision?
Yes. We don't have a final decision right now, or final judgment, I should say, because the courts asked for additional briefing on this remedy issue. So the time for filing an appeal may not be ripe. There's a possibility of an interlocutory appeal, which would be, without waiting for final judgment. But those questions haven't been decided, but one way or the other, we will be filing an appeal.
Michael Gerardi is the state attorney general. He says the case could eventually reach the United States Supreme Court.